Hello, hello, and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is your go-to destination for all things podcasting. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just dipping your toes into the world of audio storytelling. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, and I'm here to guide you through the wonderful world of podcasting every step of the way. With a new episode dropping every Saturday at 10 a.m., my mission is simple: to help you become the best podcaster you can be. Whether you're a boomer looking to share your wisdom with the world, or a millennial eager to make your mark in the digital sphere, I've got tips and tricks and insights to share. As the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises and author of Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guides, I've been in the podcasting game since 2015, and let me tell you, I've learned a thing or two along the way. So grab your headphones, settle in, and let's get this party started with this podcasting journey together. Welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to another show. This is the Delaware Blogger Podcast, where we discuss all things related to podcasting and digital media. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And today's episode is about empowering your middle and high school students through podcasting. The title, From Classroom to Airways: How Podcasting Empowers Students. Now, the reason why I wanted to cover this topic today is because I recently had an opportunity to present Podcast Pathway to Students at P.S. DuPont Middle School in Wilmington, Delaware. And when I asked them how many of them listen to podcasts, 80% responded that they did. So that is why I wanted to talk about podcasting empowering our students. Now, podcasting, you might think, why podcasting matters for students? Well, podcasting has become an incredibly popular medium, not only for us adults, boomers and beyond, and millennials and all those in between, but for kids and teenagers. As a matter of fact, did you know that according to recent stats, over 48% of American students listen weekly to a podcast? That's right, kids ages 12 to 17 in the United States alone. But why are podcasts so successful among young people? Well, one reason is it provides a platform for them to share their interests, passions, and stories with the world. It's a medium that allows them to express themselves in a positive and creative manner while also developing some very crucial communication and technical skills. So let's talk about the benefits of starting a podcast. Now, starting a podcast isn't just about jumping on a trend, like I'm doing it because you're doing it and everybody else is doing it. It's about giving students a voice, boosting their confidence, and fostering a sense of community. And whether they're passionate about music, sports, science, storytelling, podcasting gives them a platform to share their unique perspectives and connect with like-minded individuals. Again, according to some recent studies, podcasts aimed at kids and teenagers have seen a significant rise in popularity. In fact, again, 67% listen monthly. This only demonstrates the growing demand for high quality, educational, and entertaining content tailored specifically for our young listeners. So I want to give you this 7-step checklist for creating a podcast. If you're a student, the parent of a student, an educator of a student that may be interested in starting a podcast. So these are 7 practical steps for students who are interested in starting their own podcast. Number 1, choose your topic. Select a topic that they're passionate about that will resonate with their targeted audience. So if they're looking to connect with other students, that's the topic that they want to talk about, something that they're going to be passionate about. When I talked to the kids, I said, it's something that you want to talk about week after week, month after month, and year after year. Now, of course, it may change up, but choosing the initial topic that's going to make them passionate about what they're doing and talking about is the number one step. The second step is to plan the content. Outline the episode. Decide on the format. Is it going to be a solo? Is it going to be multiple hosts? Is it going to be interview, educational, informational, inspirational? Create a calendar, a content calendar to stay organized. So whether they write it out or use their digital platforms, their digital media to get those shows, topics out there, make sure that you plan out the content. The third thing is getting your equipment. Now, I said they could start a podcast with simply using their phone, and that is true. And as they go on, they'll want to invest in a good quality microphone or even a headphone, but they're going to need that recording software to ensure that they have a professional sounding quality. They can record on Zoom or, like me, record on StreamYard. The fourth thing, once they start recording, they're going to want to record it and edit it. You want to record it and edit out any mistakes, long pauses, you know, any body functions that may erupt during that time. You can add music and sound effects to enhance the listening experience. And that is wonderful because, you know, you can go onto YouTube for free sound effects, free podcast music. There are so many free options out there. The fifth is to publish the podcast. Choose a hosting platform. They're going to upload their episodes. And I told them my favorite F word is free. So Spotify for podcasters is still a free platform. But again, you can choose directories like, you know, hosting platforms like Buzzsprout, which is what I use. So all of these episodes are going to be uploaded and added to the directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, even Amazon Audible. And depending on your hosting platform, they'll either upload them for you or you can submit the RSS, the real simple syndication feed, to these various directories. Number six, publish your podcast. Once you've chosen your hosting platform and uploaded your episodes, you're going to have to promote it. You're going to have to share your podcast on all social media platforms where your target market audience is. It may be Snapchat, it may be TikTok, but they want to make sure that they are engaging others, that they are growing their audience. They might want to even collaborate with other podcasters and engage with the audience to grow the listener base. And we talked about that in a previous episode. So make sure you check that out as well on the promotion of a podcast. And last but not least, number seven, stay consistency. Consistency is key to building a successful podcast. So you have to stick to a regular publishing schedule and continue to refine your content over time. Remember, I have the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide. So if you're looking for more guidance on starting and growing your podcast, please head over to dellblogger.com and order a copy of the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide because it is packed with tips and tools and resources. It's actually a great go-to resource for making your podcasting dreams a reality. So head over to dellblogger.com to order a copy today. And if you need help with promotion, Cast Magic is another great platform. I use that for my transcripts, which I turn into show notes, quotes, audiograms, headliner, promotion. So Cast Magic, I'll leave my affiliate link to that as well so that you can see how that can also help you to simplify the promotion and publication of your podcast. So I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And I hope that you're feeling inspired to empower the next generation of podcasters. Remember, whether you're in middle school or high school, or, you know, your voice matters. Yes. And podcasting is a powerful way to share it with the world. So until the next time, this is the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed day. And don't forget, sharing is caring. So share this episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And if you liked it, leave a review and listen to a couple of other episodes too. Well, my friends, that's the end of today's episode, the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And I hope you found the discussion to be helpful and inspiring as you continue on your podcasting journey. Now, remember, new episodes drop every Saturday at 10 a.m. So mark your calendars and join me again next week for more podcasting pointers, tips, insights, and some behind-the-scenes stories in the wonderful world of podcasting. And don't forget, if you're looking to take your podcasting to the next level, be sure to order a copy of the Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. And remember, I also offer podcast coaching services. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more. And whether you're a newbie or a seasoned vet, I'm here to help you reach your podcasting goals. Send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And until the next time, see ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.